All right, Marty Lurie here, KMBR 680, as we get ready for Giants baseball. Joined by Mike Gerber. And fans, if you followed spring training, Mike has been here, claimed on waivers by the Giants from the Tiger organization. And here you are in Arizona. Had you been in Arizona before for spring training? I imagine Lakeland for you.
Yeah, I was in Lakeland for a while, and this is my first spring in Arizona. And, you know, obviously Scottsdale is one of the nice places to be out here. So it's been a nice change, and, you know, there's a lot to do when family comes and visits. And, you know, I've had a lot of fun so far.
Yeah, but you're in the Arizona Fall League, so you know a little bit of Arizona.
Yeah, yep. I actually played here in Scottsdale with some of the Giants guys, like, you know, Mac Williamson, Austin Slater, some of those guys. So I came here knowing a couple familiar faces, which was nice, and it's been kind of good to, you know, reunite with those guys.
All right. Mike Gerber with us, as I say, claimed from the Tigers by waivers by the Giants. Tell me a little bit about your baseball background growing up. You know, how'd you get into baseball? What kind of kid were you around baseball?
I mean, I've played baseball ever since I can remember. My dad loved the game, and, you know, he introduced it to us at a very young age, and kind of grew up in St. Louis, so grew up a Cardinals fan, and going to games at Busch Stadium, you know, with my mom and dad, my brother, and, you know, ever since, like I said, ever since I can remember, I've been playing, and it's something I've shared with, you know, my family, and it's been pretty cool to you know, to be where I'm at today.
Were you another sport kind of kid? Were you a soccer kid, or what else did you do?
No, I was mainly just baseball. I moved to Chicago about a week before high school started, and thought, you know, maybe I should, you know, see if I can, you know, play some football, maybe be a wide receiver or something. And I had moved too late before, you know, they already had the team set. So after that, you know, after I had really started playing baseball in high school, I was like, you know what, this is no need to get hurt playing another sport. So I just stuck with baseball.
All right. Favorite player growing up? Did you have someone you say, I'd like to be that guy?
Yeah, Jim Edmonds was the guy for me, you know, growing up in St. Louis, you know, just watching him make some crazy defensive plays and hitting home runs and stuff like that. So it was him, Albert Pujols. Actually, you know, for me, I went to and played in L.A. last year, and Pujols was playing first base. So for me, that was kind of like the full circle moment, you know, getting on first base and he's holding me on. So it's been a cool experience, and it's a cool ride.
All right, Mike Gerber with us. All right, so you drafted out of high school, but you do not sign. And Yankees, come on, the Yankees wanted you.
Yeah, and I have a lot of family on the East Coast, so they were pretty bummed. But, yeah, you know, it was I was 17 at the time, and I had a scholarship to Creighton University. And I just felt like, you know, physically I obviously wasn't ready yet, but, you know, mentally I thought I needed to go to college. And, you know, and I'm glad I did. You know, I ended up getting my degree from Creighton University, and, you know, something I'm very proud of. And I've made some, you know, I met my wife at Creighton. And so I think it was a good path for me. I think it maybe took a little bit longer than I would have liked to get to the big leagues. But, you know, I accomplished that goal, and I wouldn't change the journey that I've been on.
Well, this is a Creighton clubhouse. Every time you turn around, there's another person from Creighton.
Yeah, we got three guys here, me, Ty, and Pat. I never played with Pat at Creighton. He was gone before I had gotten there, but I had talked to him a little bit. And then Ty I played with for 2 years. So Ty was our, you know, our Friday, Saturday night guy the years that I was there. And so there was another couple familiar faces for me to know once I got here. So it's been really cool to kind of get to reunite with some of those guys.
Mike Gerber with us. Mike, tell us the kind of player you are. As I said, you had a lot of success in the minor leagues, in the Tiger organization, Double Erie and different places along the way. What kind of a player are you?
You know, I would say I'm a guy who does everything, you know, well. I'm a guy who I can play all three outfield positions. You know, I'm quick. I wouldn't consider myself a power hitter, but I'm a hitter with power. You know, I've got some pop. I can leave the yard, but I'm not going to, you know, go out and hit 40, 50 home runs, you know. So, you know, for me, I try to be a well-rounded baseball player, whether it's, you know, base running, defense, hitting. But, you know, that's kind of how I see it, a well-rounded player who can do everything pretty well.
Well, you did get the call up to the Tigers last year. It got to be an exciting moment for you. How did it all come about?
It was. It was a, you know, a moment I've been waiting for my entire life. And we actually had an off day in AAA, and our manager called me, and I was like, I saw his name pop up on my phone. I said, this is either going to be a really good phone call or a really bad one. So, but he was like, you know, congratulations, you're going to the big leagues. And and I ended up working out well because we had an off day, so I was able to call my family because it was like noon, and they were all able to fly out for the extra man for the doubleheader that night, and so they all made it out. I pinch ran for Miggy in the second game of the doubleheader, which is cool, you know, something I'll always remember.
Did he high five you when you came in and he went off?
He did. I did get a high five.
Nice having Mike Gerber on with us. So you have some pop. Let me tell you, the ball jumps off your bat. We've seen that in spring training so far. How is this spring going for you? And then we'll talk about the Giants and where you're surprised to be here. But how's the spring going?
Spring's going pretty good so far. You know, I was able to – I made a couple adjustments with my swing this offseason, and it looks – you know, at the beginning, it looks like it's starting to pay off a little bit. And, you know, it's, for me, coming into a new organization like this, I'm just trying to go up there, put my best self out there, make a good first impression, you know, have quality at bats. You're not going to go up there and get a hit every time. But, you know, even if you, you know, ground out, hit the ball hard, run it out of first, you know, kind of a thing. So, you know, for me, I'm just looking at it as, you know, trying to make a good first impression and trying to show these guys that I can play and help this team.
It's been fun watching you play, Mike Gerber. What do you think, San Francisco? I mean, when that popped up, did you have any idea this was down the pipe here?
I did not know. You know, I was actually out here in Arizona visiting some family when Tigers GM gave me a call and, you know, told me that I was claimed by San Francisco and, you know, thank you for everything sort of deal. And, you know, I was excited, you know, as a being with a National League team is, you know, obviously different with American League with the DH and stuff. And, you know, I know National League teams, you know, sometimes in the American League, if you're not playing that day, a lot of times you won't play that day, whereas in the National League, you're going to get a pinch hit or you're going to pinch run for a pitcher or this and that. So I was excited for that opportunity, and obviously this is an organization that has a, you know, a ton of respect and a ton of class and a very, you know, storied franchise, and it's been cool to, you know, meet some of the guys I've been watching for a long time with Buster and Longoria, you know, Samardzija. It's just been cool to interact and kind of, you know, pick their brains.
They're old. You're not that old. Wait, 26?
26.
All right. Mike Gerber with us talking about the old guys on the team. All right. The other part of you, I always find it interesting. If someone who graduated college, congratulations. What did you major in?
I majored in graphic design, which is, you know, a lot of website, a lot of Photoshop type of thing. It was something I've always been interested in, the tech kind of stuff with computers, and something I've always been decent at. So that's what I majored at, and I really enjoyed my 4 years at Creighton. You know, obviously as a baseball player, you want to get drafted as a junior and, you know, have the best chance to make it to the big leagues. But, you know, for me, that's the way it worked out, and I'm glad it did. You know, I'm proud to have gotten my degree.
So tell me something, graphic art design. Give me something that maybe you did.
You know, it was a lot of you know, logos, doing logos for companies, building websites for companies and stuff like that. So, you know, it's a lot of stuff that it's very useful in, you know, in today's age with all the digital stuff. And, you know, I have to look into some of it a little bit more. I'm a little rusty. I haven't done it in a few years, but it's fun. You know, it was, I made some friends doing it, and, it was a cool experience for college.
Well, you talk to someone like me, you're hired. We hired you. You're in.
Yeah. No, that's the goal, right? But hopefully I'll be playing baseball as long as I can. So,
nice having you on the show, Mike Gerber. We've heard a lot of him in spring. He's been in the big leagues. It's kind of under the radar a little bit, but the guy can play. I'll tell you that. I've seen him all spring. Mike, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.